Waking up has never felt so good.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast. Bendigo
Triple M. Very good morning to you. Welcome to a Tuesday. We have just got a big action-packed show for you. I don't know if I can say that, but I mean, we forgot about a couple of things yesterday, so we'll start today.
Yes. Thank goodness for you, though, Cogs, because you're the one that found out that I had forgotten about something.
Just a common thing for me to be able to...
No, don't go there, please. No, I just dropped the ball once, all right?
Yeah, no, you're right. Spot on. Hey, we better check out what's happening locally very soon. There's probably a bit on the go, Kyle.
Yeah, there is actually. There's a new law that's come in terms of people going on farms when they shouldn't.
Oh, righto. That and more soon, Triple M.
I can't be alone with all that's on my mind. Say you'll stay with me tonight, 'cause there's so much wrong going on. Walk me home in the day.
Triple AM music makes you feel good. It is 12 past 6. Weird bloke at the end, isn't he?
Sounds like you.
sound like I just woke up. Actually, I did. 3 this morning. Isn't it always the way? You just can't get back to sleep. So you're just laying there and there's nothing but silence. Or...
Oh, no. So between 3 and 6 a.m.?
No. 3 and 4. I just couldn't get to sleep and then fell asleep. When you wake up, you're like, oh, man, I need to stay here. I need to have a rest.
I know, because you've missed out on an hour's sleep.
It's just terrible. Should I press the first world problems button?
Yes, please do. It's funny that you say that you woke up at 3, because all last week I was waking up at 3 a.m., which was strange.
But spooky.
I know. I did manage to
get... That was the missus beside me, not you, was it?
Absolutely. I did manage to get back to sleep fairly quickly, though, after a little trip to the loo. All was good, but just strange that that happens and how you get into a habit. And speaking of habits, we are creatures of habits. We're going to touch on that very soon. Mm. But I just want to bring up right now, Cogs. Good news for farmers who rely on food production for their livelihood. Now, Shaz has got this in our local news this morning, but basically, back in January, activists started an Aussie website with details of all farms and organisations that have animals that are used for food. So basically, any activist that wanted to could look at this website and go, right, Hazeldene's, okay, I'm going to go there, I'm going to get a whole group of people, and we are going to have a picket because we don't want them to do what they do. Anyway, if they...
Don't which, like the fence or something. Yep.
If they they do that now, then they could get up to 5 years imprisonment.
What, for protesting?
Yeah.
Gee, right.
Well, more so, sorry, a little bit further, like going and actually physically taking animals. Remember that was happening earlier in the year? Yeah. So
no, you can't do that.
No, well, the government has put a stop to that. And as I said, Shaz will have more details on that coming up in our local news at 6:30.
You'll always have protesters. Oh, there'll be protesters to have protesters, won't there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Not as big as it used to be. I remember in Melbourne in the day, there'd be one every second week. They'd be touring down the main street, and we haven't had a lot here, have we? We've had a few.
No, not in Bendigo. Yeah, and the ones that we tend to have here in Bendigo, they don't really get a huge crowd.
No, they don't.
Real light on the protests that we have here. The one thing that annoys me about protests, and I guess just as fresh as a couple of days ago, watching Tony Abbott protesting against abortion laws in New South Wales, and there's all these young kids there holding up signs. Now, these kids are, you know, like under 10.
They wouldn't know.
And that's right, and they don't know any different. And it's like, oh, really? I get it if you feel strongly about it, but don't bring your kids into it.
Yep. No, it's a great call. And I wonder if there'd be a protest at the Hargraves Mall at some stage, because a little bit later this morning, give it about 30 minutes, If you haven't seen our Triple M Facebook page, we'll explain what I'm on about, but it's just got stupid.
Oh, yeah.
It's got ridiculous.
I drove past one on the way to work this morning. It wasn't pretty sight.
Yeah, well, no, it isn't. I'm talking about a part of your body that was drawn. Anyway, hey, the other thing coming up this morning is this.
Metallica's worldwide tour is heading down under this October. Your body
talks. Triple M, music that makes you feel good for coolturf.com.au. It's the breakfast show. Coggo and Kylie, looks like you need a whiz over there, but you're bursting to tell us what's going on.
I am. I'm so excited.
What's so exciting?
I don't know if you recall yesterday I was telling you that I really want to be able to go to the prelim this Saturday night. See the mighty Magpies take on the Giants. And I'd set a reminder in my phone for today for general public tickets at 1:45 because they go on sale at 2 p.m. Anyway, I actually was speaking to a very good friend of mine who happens to have another friend that got her an MCC ticket. And she said to me, Kylie, leave it with me and I'll see what I can do. And yesterday at about 3:30, the news was confirmed. I am heading along to see Collingwood and the GWS Giants.
It all sounds dodgy
at the MCG.
There's something dodgy about it. What have you done?
I paid a lot of bloody money. That's what I've done. I nearly died with how much it cost me. No. I've got my e-ticket. It has landed. Look at that.
Let me take a picture of it.
No, don't you dare. Trust you.
Yeah, no, what dodgy
You'll take a picture and try and scalp it.
What have you done? A deal?
No, I haven't done a deal at all.
Did you pay
I
money?
Just knew somebody that knew somebody that knew somebody that obviously is not a Collingwood fan, but they're an MCC person. And, so I got a ticket.
How much?
$157.
Tell them they're dreaming.
It's funny,
seriously,
actually. When my friend said to me it's $157, I texted her back saying, oh, yeah, does that include drink and food? No, Kylie. We are in a box, aren't we? No, Kylie.
No, not for that. Try about $3,000.
Yeah, I know. But how exciting. It's the first ever finals I've ever
Well, that's good for you, but I think, you know, there'll be a lot of people like me that'll go maybe to Condon Street, get some fish and chips Friday night, $16.50 it cost me, go home. That'll cost me $16.50 and I'll have a good night. You're paying 160 smackers. I mean,
I know, you know, but I'm there where the action is, Cogs. I'm so excited.
And to all
Triple M Collingwood fans that are listening and you're hoping to get tickets, I've got everything crossed for you.
There's nothing dodgy. You've got yours and, like, stuff everywhere.
No,
else.
I do. Yeah. I do care.
Sure you do.
Woohoo! I'm off to the big final.
I'm off to North Bendigo to watch it with my fish and chips. You can get stuff. Late great David Bowie, Triple M. Thanks to Coolabah Turf, best lawn in your place. Don't be surprised if it's not Coolabah Turf, because it will be. It'll look great. It is great. Instant. Awesome. Hey, 13-7 in the Mel. We'll touch on it a bit later as well. And I hate bringing the Mel up. As soon as I do, people go, oh,
I know, not again, again, again. Well, if it wasn't like it was, and if what didn't happen, we wouldn't talk about it. But I think we absolutely have to.
I would suggest that whoever drew the doodles on the old Thomas Jewellers and down on the corner, Julian Grant's joint on the corner, the pie shop, would have to be caught because the cameras that they've got around those places are very good, are very, very good. So I think they will probably catch whoever drew the little doodles up there. But again, I mean, it just says a lot about where the Mel's at. It's become... It's just, I don't know. Something has to be done, and I know people will be going, well, you know, what are you going to do? What's everyone? No one's doing anything.
Mm.
We're all talking about it.
Oh, that's right. I was just about to say that we are all talking about it, and I'm sure the City of Greater Bendigo are talking about it, but there's just not that next step, and I think we need to see that next step. We need to see, hey, these are your options. This is what we're going to do. People, make the choice, and let's do it.
Mm-hmm. It needs to be a bit stronger than just that. I've got an idea. Do I have to run it by the boss every time I've got an idea?
Oh, look, knowing you, you'll do it anyway
no,
is what I'm trying
fair.
To say. Well, you will, Cogs. Well, that's the way you roll.
We're a team. We do it my way.
No,
but
exactly.
Not really.
That is the way you roll.
I'll
you
have a think about it because this could be trouble and I'm not sure everyone would back me up when I say I'm going to do it. Leave it till later.
All right.
Remind me later and I'll bring it up about the Mel and what the action plan would be.
Yeah, and we're going to talk through some of the comments as well that we've got on our Facebook page that went crazy after Cog stuck the post up yesterday about the doodles in the Mel, or the phallic symbols,
doodles,
I should
they?
Say. I passed a big one on the way
did
to
you?
Work this
big
morning.
Doodle.
Yeah, it was actually on Carpenter Street, Mitchell Street.
So someone's been doodling.
Yeah.
With doodles.
we just do survey says,
15% of people like to doodle. No, 15% of people going to the footy take what with them? What do we have yesterday? Let's see what your memory's like.
What did we have yesterday? We had a scarf and we had a credit card.
That was it.
And that was it. 13, 20, 7, 10, if you'd like to do it, $100 worth of fuel could be all yours. It's Survey Says. We'll do it next.
Forget Simon Says.
Yeah, who's this Simon anyway?
It doesn't matter. At Triple M, we're only interested in what Survey Says.
The Survey Says!
Oh, yeah. 15% of people surveyed here at SCA said, go and get stuff. No, they said...
did not.
Going to the footy, people going to the footy, take what with them? Who are we going to first?
We're going to Kath. Morning, Kath.
Hey, Kath.
I'm listening intently, Kath, because I don't know if you heard before, but I got my first final tickets ever.
Kath doesn't care.
No, but Kath, whatever Kath has to say, I might want to take it with me to the footy, regardless of whether it's right or wrong.
You might too.
Yeah, good on you, Kath. He's a nasty...
You would take it.
He's a nasty pasty this morning, isn't he?
You're taking your toffee friends, that's enough.
No, he's not.
Thanks, Kath. I love you too.
Kath, what are you saying?
I'm saying a brolly.
The old brolly. Well, you never know, do you?
That's right. I will be taking it to the footy. Is it
Kath,
right, though?
It's not, but thank you.
Bad luck. Have a great day.
You too, Kath.
Thanks, Kath. Well, it is bad luck if you open a brolly inside. As we go to Daryl. Good morning, Daryl.
Morning.
Daz up. Right over. Where do you support, mate?
Dogs and my guess is a well,
that's possibly one of the better guesses we've had.
Yeah, what was that?
He's disappeared.
Daryl, what are you saying?
Yeah, Daz.
A blanket.
Oh,
blanket. Oh, he's back.
Yes, he's back.
And who did you say you supported? The Dogs?
Yes.
Yeah, oof. Not a bad team.
Daz, I've got to do this and probably let you go because I think you're going to drop it anyway. No, it's not a blanket.
Thanks anyway, Daryl.
Good morning, Daz.
Gail, good morning.
Good morning.
Gail's there. What do you reckon, Gail?
I reckon it might be beanie and gloves.
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
Gloves.
Gail, 100 bucks worth of fuel. Gail.
Yeah.
No. Oh, Cogs.
Oh, well, I mean...
Gail, were you on the edge of your seat then? I was for you.
I almost crashed the car.
Hey, Gail.
No.
Who do you barrack for?
Richmond.
Oh, ooh. I tell you what, you're a big sniff this year.
You're going along, Gail?
No, sadly.
No,
it's a bugger, isn't it? Watch it on the telly. It's just as good
as
you.
I hope they win for you, Gail. I really do.
Thanks,
I'd love to
Gail.
See Collingwood and Richmond in the grand final.
Yeah, it'd be a big game. I don't know where
the
people.
On your
Gale.
Joe Camilleri. I tell you what, one of his old mates or one of his old friends is at the Alumbra tonight. Remember from New Regulators? Grace Knight.
Of course
that's on tonight.
Oh, it is too.
Might have some ticks for you. Anyway, hey, this is a pretty serious, so I'll let you roll.
Yeah, it is serious. Well, as we know, it's 1 week and 1 day since Danny Frawley sadly lost his life in a single car accident near Ballarat. And it was announced yesterday that the funeral will take place this coming Wednesday. It's happening at Moorabbin at the headquarters of St Kilda. And it's actually going to be live streamed. So the funeral is going to be live streamed, but the public can actually see that at the Oval. And that'll happen from 3 p.m, I believe, and then a lap of honour at 5 p.m. So with that announcement yesterday came a statement from Danny's wife, Anita. I'm not going to read all of it out, but just some extracts of it. She says, many have speculated on the cause and lead up to this tragedy. Danny, as a champion of mental health, would want me to continue his legacy and be open with the public of the events leading up to his heartbreak, to this heartbreak, sorry. As is widely known, Danny had experienced and lived with depression dating back a number of years, but to his credit, he had put up his hand and accepted psychiatric treatment, counselling and medication. He recovered and returned to being the Danny of old. The road leading up to last Monday's events began 8 months ago when Danny made the decision to take himself off his prescribed medication. At this point, Danny felt invincible, like the true competitor and proud man that he was. He felt that he had beaten the disease. In fact, he felt bulletproof, which contributed to his decision to remove himself from his support network, including his psychiatric care, and not continuing to work with his team of mental health professionals. The reason I am making this public is that I want this to be a reminder to all those grappling with mental health conditions and to those who have made progress with their well-being that you should always seek help from professionals when considering making decisions surrounding your mental health, even when you feel as though you have fully recovered.
Well, the thing is, with
massive message,
yeah, look, it
massive
is massive message there. And the medication is the other one too. Is that if it gets the balance that you look for, and not all of those medications are for you, some can vary. I think one of the biggest issues they grapple with is that if you go on antidepressant medication, it can take 3 or 4 weeks for it to work. Now, if it doesn't work, you're looking at another 3 or 4 weeks. Now, I know from what I'm told is that's getting shorter and shorter, which it should.
Mm-mm.
But it does take a while to get into your system. It is like no other illness. It's like other illnesses, I should say. And that is, if you've got a heart problem, you might be consigned to having tablets for the rest of your life. This is no different.
Yeah, no, well, it doesn't seem like it is. And, you know, I just think it's absolutely wonderful that she's come out and she's been so open about this and, you know, saying how very important it is. And you can understand, though, you can understand why Danny, you know, went, I'm feeling great, I've got through this, I don't need to rely on medication anymore. And then obviously that was not the case.
No, it isn't.
But you can imagine, understand why he got to that point and went, yes, I've beaten it. And then, yeah, sadly found out that no, he didn't beat it and it got worse. But I think it is a real reminder that for people that do struggle mentally to keep up their medication, keep seeing their psychiatrist, keep up that support network. And when you're feeling good, that's absolutely fantastic. Stay that way. And by being able to stay that way, stay on your medication.
That's exactly right. And the thing is that, you know, a lot of us, particularly blokes, and just reading between the lines there with men, we tend to be like, you know, unfortunately Danny was, and that is that we I don't need this and I don't need that. The trouble is that we do need it.
Mm.
And that's it. And it's not, damning that you have them. I mean, it's like anything. If you've got a heart problem, you take tablets for that. If you've got any other issue, and there's plenty of other issues getting about, you take tablets for it, you know. Some of them may last the rest of your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Some might not, but, with this kind of thing, it will. And anybody that's been through it, you know, with anyone that suffers from mental health, and that 8 months would have been a pretty tough 8 months for both him and his wife.
Oh, absolutely, and family, and probably all of his work colleagues as well, for sure.
Mm.
But, kudos to Anita Frawley for coming forward, being so open and basically saying, you know, just keep plugging away and keep that medication and the support network around you.
It's like having an ache in your body but you refuse to take tablets for it. What would you do? Of course you'd take tablets.
Oh, for sure.
That's what you do.
Well, whatever relief you can get.
Yeah, exactly right. So anyway, Lifeline 13 11 14. It's not a good situation. Let's hope more and more comes out in regards to mental health because people need it, desperately need it. And let's not be shy. Let's put the hand up if we've got an issue for sure. It is 17 past 7. You guys are fascinated with my hair.
Yes, can't believe how fast it grows. And we know it needs a cut.
Triple M. Sammy boy, eh?
When did you get your hair cut like Sammy?
What kind of haircuts he got?
Short, back and sides.
See, what is trendy at the moment? Because I'm about 32 years out of trend.
Well, I only discovered this yesterday. It's called a fade.
Is this what you guys were saying? I should get a fade.
Yeah, you should get a fade. What's which a fade? Means your sides, you get your sides of your hair clipped and then it sort of fades into nothing. So a bit like Kim Jong-un. You know, his hair?
That's just what I want.
I think he's actually started that trend because the fades are in. They've been in for a couple of years, I must admit. But I reckon if it wasn't for Kim Jong-un's hair, the fades wouldn't be as prominent as what they are. But, that's what we think you should get.
I'm impressed that you can say that. He's known. The other thing, didn't he make everyone over there get haircuts? They're under a certain age, the same as him?
Yeah,
right?
They did, actually. Yep, all the boys, not the women, thank God, but the boys had to get Kim Jong-un haircuts.
I'm just thinking, because my hair grows really quick, and I know, guys, in my age, you might
it's
be bald.
It's unbelievable.
But it just grows so
it grows
quick.
Quicker than Coolabah Turf. Sorry, Susie, good if call. You're listening, but it does.
Much better looking too, Coolabah Turf.
Yeah, but, I'm glad you said that.
I'm thinking about going the sides.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it just grows back so quick. I don't know what to do. We'll see anyway.
If you were to continue to grow it, would it just continue to grow up as well?
Yeah, it would, but it'd be more like...
And you'd look like a tree.
The problem I've got is it's a bit grey at the sides and it grows out. I'd start looking like bloody Rod Fife and no one wants that. The old spin dockers, eh?
The spin what?
Spin doctors.
Oh, good. I thought you said spin dockers.
No, I did. Sounded a bit like... A bit like Koshy, didn't I? Trying to say business.
You did.
Didn't
I?
Small business owner David Koch, and I'm going to guide you through the process of starting a small business in my new.
Whoops. Hey,
if only Koshy knew how we've paid out
well,
on that.
Yeah, he probably would. Yeah. Anyway, we won't.
Got some mileage out of it.
We promise we won't do it again, Koshy. That's not what.
Oh,
we do.
You! I'm sure you will.
Hey, of course we won't. Yeah. I tell you what. It's not Koshy's fault because the other guy, he started, didn't he? What was his name?
Out of this world phenomenon. gee, I hate this word. Phenomenon.
Yeah, so do we. Anyway, news in a mini. Oh, you're going to love what. If you like Metallica.
Oh, yes, this is massive.
Have a listen. You remember these guys. My favourite for them was this next one. And
nothing else matters. Oh, radio. Their guitar work is sensational, isn't it? It is phenomenal. Phenomenal.
It was what?
Phenomenal.
Jeez, I hate that word. House of Metal. You could be there with a friend in a premier suite. Metallica. How about that, the concert?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. They're coming to Melbourne in October. They've just finished up in Germany and they've grossed $46 million.
Yeah.
Oh, they're in demand.
That is for... Go on, say
Phenomenal.
Triple M, it's music that makes you feel good. 17 to 8. We're about to open this big door here. Oh,
gee,
it's heavy.
It is very heavy.
The House of Metal.
Wouldn't like it to fall on me.
Explain in full what that is. Soon. Hey, look, this is good. Grassroots footy, it is around the region. Well, it's not struggling. I think it's firing, but there is some clubs that do struggle. And they pay a fee. I know when I was with the Bendigo Thunder, we used to have to pay a fee to the AFL. It was like a nomination fee for what no one could ever work it out. You know, and it was quite expensive. And I know other clubs have got to pay a lot more than what the Bendigo Thunder
did. And then you've got your insurance
as
well.
Yeah, there was the AFL fee is, say, $1,100 a year. And you'd go, what's that for? Mm. Oh, well, that's what you got to pay the AFL. Mm. What for? That's what you pay. Do you know?
Oh, okay, no explanation whatsoever.
Here's the good news.
Just give us the money, yeah.
AFL affiliation fees, the levies clubs pay to be aligned with league headquarters, that's what it's for, apparently, are going to be axed. Good.
Oh, fantastic.
A lot of clubs would be loving that.
Oh, for sure.
And a special $3 million fund will also be set up to provide money for volunteers, the lifeblood of community teams over the next 3 years. All right, where is it? I know it's here
Come
somewhere.
Come on, the
nah,
hallelujah.
I can't find
oh,
it.
Oh, darn
Look,
it.
About time, Gil. And, you know, I mean, this week there'll be 95,000 at the MCG, Richmond, taking on the Cats. And your game on Saturday night will be a lot as well.
Ooh, it'll be packed to the rafters,
Collingwood GWS. Again, you know... That part of the game's flying, but the poor buggers around the region who are just doing it real hard as far as footy and netball's the other one. I mean, netball pays some stupid fees as well. Yes, they've got, I understand that, you know, the big mother or big brother, whatever you call it, has got to get some money.
Yeah, of course.
Come on, let's give a bit back here because otherwise, you know, just making things cheaper, and that's apparently what they're going to do. They're going to make the cost of match wear, such as shorts and jumpers, significant cuts to the cost of those.
Fantastic.
Good. About time.
So
hallelujah.
So an $18 million free kick for AFL footy.
About bloody time too, because I went out to Strathfield, say, on Sunday. There was a junior grand final. Kids absolutely everywhere, and they love it.
Mm.
But again,
it's... I know a little guy that played in that. Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Sammy boy.
Yeah. The thing is that... That's all that's fine, but let's get more kids involved and make it cheaper and, you know, get a bloody footy jump on them and a footy and all that. Anyway, hey, House of Metal, you'll love it soon. I just got to close this door at Triple M. Hang on.
Oh! My foot's in there, Cog! And nothing gets
me down. I guess so is my nose.
Triple M's House of Metal. Your door to see Metallica.
It all sounds a bit spooky, doesn't it?
But does,
it is.
It does, yeah.
October 23, October next month, being the 23rd, is the big concert for Metallica, but you could be there with a friend in premiere style, like in a big suite. Love it.
as we say good morning to Paul from Flora Hill, our first contestant in our House of Metal.
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, how you going?
Which song do you like from Metallica, or do you like them all?
Oh, I like a lot of them. Sandman. I'm trying to think of them.
Nothing Else Matters.
Yeah.
Fuel's a good song. There's quite a few. Hey, mate, you've got 13 doors here, Paul, and we want you to open one. Give us a number between 1 and 13, sir.
5.
All right, let's see how you go.
Oh,
anyway.
I'd go for that number myself. Good on you, Paul.
Oh, hang on. I'll just open this door, get rid of the other. There, here we go.
Oh,
we
go. Paul.
Door number 5. You have won a Triple M drink bottle.
Oh, well,
that'll keep you hydrated, Paul.
That means that you're not in the draw, but you've got a drink bottle.
You've got a drink bottle, Paulie.
Hey, that's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that it? We've got a bloody drink bottle.
That's it.
All right. Well, thanks, Paul. Anyway, mate.
No worries.
It will be back tomorrow. House of Metal, we'd love for you to get in the draw.
That's cruel.
To win the VIP pass in a premier suite to Metallica. It's their worldwide tour, October 23.
I say the lovely ones, say to you, Michael Billings, you may be wrong, but you're definitely always right. Triple M. G'day, Kylie.
You're trying to get on the good side of the lovelies, are you?
No, I'm trying to get a good side of my lovely one.
I don't think I was a factor in that one.
No, you weren't.
I do have to ask you, Billings.
Please.
When you drive to work every morning, do you vary your route?
Oh. No. No, personal very personal question.
Oh, trust you too.
No, I always take the same way.
You do?
Yeah.
So you've been working here for how long?
6-7 months.
7 months.
Yeah. In the early days.
Exactly the same route every day.
In the early days, I took a few different ways, but that's because I couldn't find a way around. That was a different story.
Now you've got it sussed.
Now I know the way, I take the way.
What about you, Cogs?
Basically the same way every day, yeah, because I'm always late, so I've got to go the shortest distance known to man.
Well, do you know what? You are not alone.
Really?
I wouldn't have thought so.
We are all creatures of habit. Well, most of us. I must admit, though, when it comes to me, I do take different routes.
Why?
Oh, because I just get bored going the same way every day. I like to, you know, mix things up.
Yeah, but I'm not going to a Broadway show. I'm jumping in the car and going to work. Like, I want the most efficient way possible.
Well, I want the most exciting way possible.
What's the exciting way? What makes an exciting route for you?
How exciting is that for me?
Well, I can go several ways.
Barry.
I go.
Passed away 11 years ago.
Sure-ish. I can go several ways to work.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I do.
But why wouldn't you take the fastest way?
Oh, because the fastest isn't always the most exciting.
What is going on in your car?
Anyway.
Are you taking your lovely one with you?
No. Well, you both get your mind out of the gutter, please.
Well, I tell you what. I'm just trying to figure things, Michael. Yeah. First of all, are we on?
Oh, yep. Yes, we are
and
on.
Secondly, who gives us stuff?
hang on. Can I just reveal the results of a post that I stuck on our Triple M Facebook page last night asking the question, do you drive exactly the same route every day to work? 79%, yes, I do. 21%, no, I change it up.
Yeah, they're going via a roller coaster or something to make it more exciting.
I'm in that 21%, and I'm proud of it.
And the other
91%. Come on, people!
Give us stuff.
Hold on. I haven't finished. Come on, people! Mix up your drive to work. Make it more exciting.
On the Wing is coming next month.
You've just completely ignored me.
19th, like most have, and switched over the radio to someone else. But anyway,
over the community station.
Oh, gold. Anyway. Anyway, that there, if you hear it, give us a call. 1327 10. They don't pay
me. They'll give me more attention.
You get more money.
They'll
working
be nicer
them than
to
here.
Me as well. Not like you two hoodlums.
You'd have to go a different route.
Cogo and Kylie are done for the day, but your new lawn from Coolabah will keep on growing day and night. Catch up with Cogo and Kylie on the Triple M app or triplem.com.au.